Scott Beck, your host at Sharing the Burden, and we're here every Tuesday, 10 a.m., Whistle FM Radio. You can find us online. That's the best way to listen to us, folks. The signals from the community stations are reasonably small in most, probably all cases, so if you really want to hear us, no matter where you are, listen online, you know. Not sharing the burden, that's our website, but if you go to whistlefm.com, you can find your way to us, even 102.9 FM Stouffville, and you'll find a way to us. And you may have to get a little piece of software on the way, but it's a real simple deal, so go ahead and listen to us that way. We're talking about death, a sobering subject, I might say, and when I'm thinking of sobriety, because of the nature of what I do most of the time, I think of it in a lot of different ways. I think of a physical sobriety, I think of a mental sobriety, an emotional sobriety, and even a spiritual sobriety. And but today, when I think of death, it's still a final kind of thing, even though, you know, I think I've gathered, you know, some information. I really can't see anything from the other side, you know, the way our God can. So I'm left with the thought, when I think of my own mortality, as I had to do some years ago. And by the way, the five-year challenge is already over 20 for me. So, you know, there's power out there, folks. Tap into it. It's not
amen,
me.
Amen.
It's not me.
Amen.
You can hear the amens over here, so you know what we're talking about. But with the sense of hearing that maybe you're not going to be around, you know, does it set you on a road of confusion? It did me for a little while. Do you withdraw? You know, is that a remedy for some people? And maybe temporarily it is, or do you live it out? And as we said, and as Gary extended, we usually want to leave something behind, some sort of a mark. And I don't mean to be remembered as anything greater or so on, but I think it's more for, really for ourselves and for our sense of God, because, you know, we're not going to appreciate it on the other side, as far as I can see. And and when we're on the other side, we're going to be, you know, absolutely, my sense of it, absolutely, I'm just going to say, you know, in heaven, that's where we'll be. if we're doing things the right way, and if we believe the right way. But getting ready is still, it's tough, but you're looking for a purpose, okay? That's my point here. So if you think you've found your purpose in life, and like Gary, I believe, has with Fit for the Call, Jay's done it through his through the work he does with people trying to find a way to, you know, not only around kidney disease, but literally anywhere there's a problem of support, Jay seems to be behind it. And so he fulfills his life, I believe, in that way. And I do it mostly in the prison systems with people who are needing support where they don't get it, sort of thing. So I find full purpose in it for me. And it's, you know, even though I'm long retired, my work in there is far more extensive than anything I've ever worked on before in my life. So, and I love it. I just keep getting more energy. So that must tell you something. So I think we're doing something right, but we need purpose, especially if we know we're coming to the end. And I believe I would anyway, now having sort of gone through the thing, be able to say, well, I'm going to go as hard as I can now, harder than I've ever gone, you know, to finish strong. And it means a lot to me, and it's only to me. I want to finish strong. I don't want to finish weak and falling apart, and only God knows whether I will or not. So that's my sense of it, Gar and Jay. I don't know if you have any thoughts along those lines.
Well,
you know, is it wise to even think about
death? You know what?
Yeah.
You said something that's key. It's not about your start, it's about our finish.
Mm.
And I could hear it come out your heart that you want to finish strong.
Yeah.
And I believe that God has extended your time so you can finish strong.
Mm.
And to use your life as a testimony about perseverance.
Mm.
You know, man's going to tell you, oh, you only got like a few months, you got a few years. Well, you've outdone what the medical science says.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's not man that's in control or what they say. It's what God says about Scott Duncan. That's my son.
Mm-hmm.
I have a certain mission for him, and he's going to complete that mission.
Yeah.
Right? Because the work that you do, not many people, there's a lot of people that do it, but not the way you do it, if that's fair to say.
Well, it is only, well, not because I'm who I am, but just because
He's gifted you. He's gifted you in a unique way, right?
Yeah.
So, like, people ask me, so you're a trainer. I said, well, yeah, that's what my certifications say, but it's more than that, right? Like I just said, it's about building the inside that is not seen, the unseen, more than the what is seen.
Yeah.
I can do that. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about building a relationship before building the muscle.
Yeah.
You could ask any one of my clients.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I tell them that. It just happens like that. It's not a secret formula. It's not like that. I tell people, I minister to people through fitness. Well, how's that? Well, the people in the gym, that's their church.
Yeah. True, true, true.
That's their church.
Yeah.
So how could I ask them to come to my church if I don't go to their church? And people in the church won't go inside of the gym, right?
Yeah.
Make sense?
Good point.
It's just like going to the jail.
Yeah.
How many people in church will not go to the jail? They won't fill out that application to go and visit in the jail. That's the last place they want to be because of whatever fears. So we all have this unique gift to reach out. Jay has his unique gift of reaching out. With his circumstances, he's still pushing.
I am,
You know what I mean? I could ask, hey, Jay, can we do a live? He's on it.
He's on it.
He's so willing.
Yeah.
And so as we are all living, we look out for one another. We help one another. We spur each other to go that extra mile.
Yeah.
And I believe that when we do that, man, sky's the limit, so they say, or through the clouds. You know, just living life, not treating people like they're invisible.
And we need to do it as a team.
Yeah.
You know, this is something else that we need to talk about, not necessarily here, but as we collaborate with a bunch of different organizations in the area to be a full service, if you will. A full service, you know, as Gary, as sure as Gary wants to look after the whole man.
The whole man.
We want to look after all the whole men and the whole community and the whole ladies and the whole kids and et cetera, but we want to focus on the youth in many ways.
That's
and,
most, that's
and you know, folks, because I'm so involved in addiction, and I'm going to be on another show within the next few weeks to and to be talking specifically to addiction as it relates to a specific person and his family and so on, and that's going to be really interesting. But anyway, as we collaborate and try and put things together, we want to get to the youngest possible people that we can. And when it comes to drinking and drugging, and you know, I'll throw pot in there because as much as
it's crazy.
CBD has a wonderful effect for so many things, the other part of the drug is just a starting point for the genetically demented or the genetically broken who have whatever it is to become addicted to something. And you know, a little bit of pot, a little bit of beer, a couple of cigarettes, and these fellas are on their way. You know, and the only real stoppage of the thing, the way I see it, is a real training, an understandable training to the youngest possible person you can get to, that he or she absolutely, no matter what, will not consider starting on these paths. And we'll see the signs, and whenever, as they grow a little bigger and somebody offers them something that they haven't absolutely not on the top of their head, as opposed to buried under all the fun that may be attached to having a few drinks, having a couple of shots, doing this, doing that. And we who, again, go inside these places and see the young people dying in their, you know, late teens, early 20s and so on, from overdosing, these people are people who started the same way. And 9 out of 10 that I asked will tell me they started with pot. And yet we hear the argument everywhere that, it's not, you know, it's not, it doesn't do that, drug doesn't do that. Well, I'll tell you, folks, you know, horse's mouth, the people who are dying tell me that's how they started. Am I to call them liars, you know? No.
Wow.
They're not liars. I mean, and when you're in jails, nobody has anything to prove, myself included. So everyone goes there with an unconditionality that is just unseen in my life anyway, and every one of us just wants to hear pure unadulterated truth, you know, and we get it and they get it, and as you said, the church is the gym in a sense, or people going to the gym, well, ours is, their church is us coming to them.
That's right.
And that is their church, and many even say that, and I don't want them to say that, because I'd rather they gather where maybe there's more healthy people and so on, but the raw truth comes out more in those places. For me, I've never felt so loved in my life, and I'm not alone in this, folks. I'm not a nut. There's 20 of us who are going in and facilitating these meetings in jails, undersharing the burden, and everyone who I speak to knows exactly what I'm saying. They feel more loved from jailbirds, if you will, than they ever felt from mummy and daddy. So you take that and try and figure it out. And I drive out to these jails 3-4 times a week. And on the way back, and whoever's with me is the same, we're much higher on the way back than we were on the way in. And every time, and I've done thousands of meetings in these places. Jeez. So, you know,
thousands,
yes, you know, and over the years, and it never stops, and it just gets more and more profound, because we're better and better able to not explain, but to demonstrate the experience of accepting and taking this love and bringing it to another inmate, or bring it outside, and hopefully expressing it to our fellows who are not incarcerated, and anyway, beautiful, beautiful service. For anybody who ever wants to be involved, make sure you find me, Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at sharingtheburden.ca. While you're there, just go to sharingtheburden.ca, and you can listen to a bunch of these different broadcasts that talk about everything, not only death, but, mainly about the recovery lifestyle that we believe everyone should take on, not so that they recover from drugs or booze, it's so they recover from where we are as a nation, as a world, as a statistic. But we need to come together and work on this, because we're so far apart in so many areas of this world that this beautiful stuff escapes us, and that we have to go to jail to get this is really sad. A telltale, isn't it? Yeah. So. Anyway, I think we're going to have to take another break, guys, mainly because I'm talking too much, but...
No, you're not.
What do you think? What do you think, Jay?
All right, sounds like a good idea.
Okay, my man.
All right, we'll take a break here, pay some bills. We'll be back here on Sharing the Burden on Whistle FM.